1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH, New Center Time, 721. And it's time for Connecticut Press Club Award winning Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. Here's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor.
Good morning to our listeners in Fairfield and Westchester counties, everyone listening streaming live. I want to give a big shout out to our friends at Jenkins Neurospine, Greenwich Father, and Mount Sinai Hospital Associate Professor, Dr. Arthur Jenkins. Check him out, jenkinsneurospine.com. He has an office at 4 Westchester Park Drive in White Plains and also East 96th Street in New York City. Dr. Arthur Jenkins. And good morning to our guest, Maria Stitch.
Good morning, Robin.
So thank you for joining us this morning. Maria and I share a love of music. As Henry David Thoreau famously said, "When I hear music, I fear no danger, I see no foe." And he also said, "In a world of peace and love, music would be the universal language." Maria worked in the banking industry for years and is a parent here in Greenwich who for the past 20 years has dedicated her life to volunteering to support young people in their desire to play music. Maria, tell us what you do and why you do it.
Well, thank you, Robin. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk a little bit about something I'm passionate about, which is children and music education. I got involved about 15 years ago with a great organization called the Young Artists Philharmonic, which was founded by the late, great Greenwich resident Sal Princiati. My children were part of this wonderful organization, this youth orchestra, and I had the opportunity to use the skills I had acquired in corporate life for a good instead of evil, and become part of this great organization and spread the message about how important music education is for children, children of all ages.
And you were responsible for organizing the children's music program at Greenwich Library, where
correct
people in town say they spend, you know, they spend hours at the library with their children, and now you're involved in the Young Artists Philharmonic. You and I were talking off air,
yes,
and I told you about a question that was submitted to me by a listener in preparation for our show today. And she's a parent here in town, and she said, kids have enough on their plate. Why would they possibly want to do something in addition to the music work that they're doing in their own high school? And what is your answer to that?
Robin, that is a fabulous question, and I'm happy to answer it. Music, for children who are involved in the music program, once they get involved in a higher level ensembles, it's actually a requirement from the music teachers for them to participate in outside ensembles. To become a good musician, the answer is more music, not less music. Organizations like the Young Artists Philharmonic actually provide a more challenging musical repertoire, which makes the children, challenges them, and makes them better participants in their school's ensemble. Music is so fundamental to the human condition, as you mentioned in your opening statement. It's the universal language. Children are stressed today, I would agree, and this activity enables them to relax. It's a non-screen activity. It's an activity where children actually get to listen to one another, get to participate in creating something beautiful. And in this world today, we need more, not less, of activities that inspire
that build camaraderie,
to create,
yeah,
to listen.
Right.
Correct.
Right. And I didn't know that that was a requirement in some cases to do an extra music program outside of your high school. So that's good to know. Tell us an example how being involved in the Young Artists Philharmonic, which accepts children from Westchester and Fairfield counties, how being involved has changed a student's life?
Well, that's a great question as well, Robin. Thank you. Music education helps the overall development. It's actually should be not a luxury, but it should be a requirement. We know that music, reading music, performing music helps to change the lives of many kids. When children have the satisfaction of performing and doing something well, they perform in front of a crowd, they practice, they get to perform. These are all wonderful life skills that we enjoy by having our children participate in music ensembles. Many doctors,
and the research supports
lawyers,
that, by the way. The
engineers.
The research supports what you just said. Research does say.
Absolutely.
USC
did a whole research study. I think Einstein played the violin.
Yes, and USC did a study. It's available online. Children's brains develop faster with music training. Another study was done by the UGA Corporate Extension, the role of music in brain development. Children who grow up listening to music develop strong music-related connections in the brain and pathways in the brain. National Institute of Health.
That's
also
right.
Music interventions in child development, a critical aspect of child development. So everything you just said is actually backed up by research.
Well, thank you. Thank you for letting me know that. I'm preaching the gospel because music
is forever.
Yes, you
are, and you're living the gospel. You're living it. And you are housed here in Greenwich over at First Church, First Congregational Church. Is that correct?
Correct. As you know, Robin, it's a wonderful rehearsal home for us. It's across from Binney Park. We rehearse on Sundays, so late Sunday afternoons, and we perform locally and produce three concerts a year.
Fantastic. We didn't have time for you to give the examples that we talked about off air about how some of your students go on to Juilliard or go on to continue to incorporate music in their lives throughout their lives because of their musical dedication during high school years.
That's right. Youth orchestras are producing the next generation of Broadway performers, instrumentalists, music teachers, and music lovers that will go on to...
Right.
Support music in their lives.
Right. And speaking from a real life example, my kids are 23, 21, and 17, and music keeps them going. Music keeps them going. Yeah. It kept my daughter going through COVID, my son who's 23 through COVID, and it is still an active part of their lives every day for my three kids and the people I know.
Yeah.
Music keeps kids going. If people want to reach out, Maria, and find out about how to audition, where to audition, how to reach you, what's a good way to do that, Maria?
They can look up at our website, which is youngartistsphil.org. They can call me at 203-952-8840, and I'll be happy to tell them all about the wonderful things we do in the Young Artists Philharmonic.
And the audition process and how they can... and schedule an audition for their child.
We'll
and
be
you're
auditioning
also on
again, Robin, in June.
Great. And you're also on Facebook.
Yep.
People
Correct.
Can find out Young Artists Philharmonic on Facebook. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for all your dedication, your volunteer work, dedicating your life to supporting students through music. And it is a lifelong passion that stays in their blood. I know that. So thank you again, and you have a great day.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Robin. Thank you so much. Have a great day, and thank you to all your listeners.
And that's another edition of Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. You hear her show each Tuesday morning at this time right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.